No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/hailmary. That's hims.com/hailmary for your free online visit. hims.com/hailmary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
As we wrap up 2025, one thing's clear. Uncertainty isn't temporary. It's the world we live in now. Noble Gold Investments helps Americans protect what they've built with real gold and silver, holding value when everything else feels uncertain. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and take your first step toward a safe future. This holiday season, when you open up a qualified account, you'll receive 10 one-ounce commemorative silver holiday coins. Visit Noble Gold today.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
W-T-L.
It's
time!
W-T-L.
I think we got a show. Oh yeah, we got a show.
W-T-L.
And welcome back, everybody, to WTL, Where's the Line, Nebraska's first and only sports betting show. I'm your host, Andy Klassen, joined by
Jabron.
Oh, the Parlay Pounder.
You got it. We're back.
Oh, boy. Hey, we had a pretty good week last week.
We did. It was awesome.
That was a lot of fun. You smashed your parlay once again.
Hit the parlay, the NFL parlay. Hit it on Sunday night, Monday night, actually. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah. You strung everybody along, kept them all the way through Monday night there.
You have to when you see a line like that.
Yeah, and you were in Ballmer. You're out there in Baltimore.
Yeah.
Pretty good game.
Obviously. And then, the Ravens covered for me.
So that was a lot of fun.
That was a lot of fun. And my fantasy quarterback, Jalen Daniels, did good on the other side, too. So it was a lot of fun.
A lot better than my Dak Prescott.
Yes. That was... surprising.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, we'll talk about the Lions here in a minute.
Yeah.
But first, we got to talk about Thursday night on Prime.
Yeah.
The Denver Broncos are heading down to New Orleans to take on the Saints. Saints are struggling, which I think a lot of folks thought they would be. They're currently sitting at 2-4, only 1-2 at home.
Yeah.
Usually, I mean, even in down years, they can defend home field.
Yeah.
Not necessarily the case this year. Denver kind of surprising some people.
Yeah.
But they're maybe going back to the median here. They're currently sitting at 3-3.
Yeah.
And they are your 3-point favorites.
On the road.
And this line, I don't think, has moved much at all.
Well, I think it opened at 1, actually, towards Denver, and then bumped up towards Denver.
Wow.
Like you said, the Denver Broncos have struggled offensively behind Bo Nix, but the defense has been great enough to keep them in these games, at least.
Yeah, they went ugly.
And it's kind of fun at the end of the games, but without Patrick Surtain, maybe this week, the Broncos defense should have success against the Saints because Spencer Rattler is making his second start. To make matters worse, the Saints could be without receivers Rashid Shaheed and Chris Olave. So that could put them in a very big,
I think Shaheed is still out. He's listed as out.
I think both these guys might not play, and then as well as the offensive line and the linebackers for him. So
who's going to play?
Yeah,
Carr's out.
Exactly.
Yeah. Hill's out.
Yeah. Spencer Rattler.
Spencer's carrying
the Broncos
the water.
Are healthier. on both sides of the ball. This is also a homecoming game for Sean Payton, where I think he might try a little bit of deception on them. And I think he's got this game circled for a while. So give me the Broncos. Give me the cover. I think they win by more than three for sure.
All right. And since it's heading that way, you better get your money in sooner than later if you are on the Broncos. That total is pretty gosh darn low, like we kind of assumed it would be.
Yeah.
37.5 is your total.
Yeah, for sure, Andy. And there is one player prop that I think is going to hit for sure. I hit on my player prop last week on Thursday Night Football. I think this will hit again. This Bo Nix, his passing yards are so low right now. It's only at 188.5, Andy. He's went over it, you know, three or four times this year. The only dud stinker was when they won against the Jets. He only had 90 yards passing.
Yeah.
Like I said, Sean Payton's going to air it out a little bit in this game, try and shove it in the Saints' face that, you know, he's their old coach and all that kind of stuff. Bo Nix over 188.5 passing yards.
He probably will scheme up a couple of bombs, some layups for old Bo Nix, don't you think?
He'll get 200. He'll get 200 for sure.
I like that. And, hey, he's broke even now. He has 5 interceptions to his 5 touchdowns.
Boom.
Used to be the other way around, but now he's tied it even. So, all right, we like the Broncos. We like the over. We like Bo Nix on his player prop.
Yes.
All right, well, let's move on to
a good game.
Okay, noon kickoff. This is a good battle here.
Yeah.
And it was one that I think a lot of fans were expecting.
For sure.
Maybe not the Vikings as good as they are right now, but they are leading the NFC North.
Yep.
Detroit's heading on up to Minneapolis to take on the 5-0 Vikings. Detroit just came off a whale of a game.
Huge win.
Everybody saw that. The massacre in Big D in Dallas.
It's awesome.
It was something. I will give you that. Mm-hmm. Detroit is actually an underdog, a 2-point underdog to the Minnesota Vikings. This game will be on Fox at noon kickoff.
Yeah, Andy. The Vikings, it really boils down to how well Sam Darnold's has played. Yeah. He's played just absolutely great playing quarterback for him. And they kind of catch a break here with the Lions not having Aiden Hutchinson on the other side of the ball.
Ooh, that was
a lot of people, you know, on ESPN and all these other outlets are saying that might have lost them the Super Bowl. Like, they were on the cusp of it already, but this guy really puts them over the edge, which I agree with. He's a fantastic player. But on the other side, Detroit has looked great offensively in the last two games, scoring a combined 89 points, Andy.
This game will be indoors, too. This will be indoors.
Against Seattle in Dallas. I know the Lions' defense is going to take a step back without Hutchinson, but I think give me the points in this or give me the point and a half because I love these teams straight up, and I think the Lions are kind of rolling right now.
You think so?
I think they got that juju with their coach and Jared Goff. Yeah. I just think they're catching lightning in a ball right now, and I don't like the Vikings coming off kind of a, a bye week kind of thing and just not, playing last week. I like Lions. I like them in this matchup.
You know, and Vikings, Harrison Phillips, their defensive tackle, he's going to be out.
Yep.
TJ Hockenson, tight end, he's on the pup list right now. So it's not like Vikings are at full force either.
No.
ESPN Analytics has Detroit have a 57% chance of winning this game.
Yeah.
So just you're looking straight up that money line at a plus 105, getting plus money on Detroit.
Yeah, plus 110, plus 105, wherever you can find it. If you want to take the plus 1.5 points, you can, but I would just go on money line because I think if they're that close, they're going to win the game. So I like Detroit in this one.
Yeah. How about the total, 50.5?
Yeah, that's way up.
Aaron Jones looks like he should be back.
Yeah.
Jefferson, the receiver, he gets nicked
but
he's back. He's not even on the injury list right now. That's good for all the fantasy
owners.
I'm just
saying that is a lot of points, Andy, especially when I expect Detroit's defense to be a little bit better than what people are saying without Aiden. I just think it's going to be kind of a knockout, drag-out fight more than a shootout. I like the under if I had to pick in this game.
Man, if it's a knockdown, drag-out, I might like Minnesota a little bit there on that home field there. Only
just
points.
A question mark to Aaron Jones and all that kind of stuff really puts a damper on me in the fact that Detroit can win a game like that. Minnesota try to kind of put points on you. So if I'm picking the Lions, I have to pick the under two in my mind.
Under and the money line. Yeah. Forget the 2 points, 2.5 points.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to an afternoon game.
Yes.
This will have a lot of eyeballs on it.
It will.
This will follow up the Lions-Vikings on Fox. 3:25 kickoff. Kansas City. The Chiefs taking on the San Francisco 49ers, heading on out to Santa Clara.
Santa Clara.
49ers, they've been slipping up a little bit, right?
A little bit.
3-3.
Yep.
Chiefs, no surprise, they're 5-0. However, every time they don't put up 500 yards of offense, it's like the sky's falling in. But guess what? They're 5-0.
Yeah.
And they're, once again, they are a 1.5-point underdog.
Right.
I get it. They're traveling out.
And Mahomes isn't playing that well. He's got a lot of the same statistics as Mr. Bo Nix that we were just talking about. Yeah. Very close
Mahomes
in his
touchdown. Mahomes is garbage. Yeah. Like, it's, you heard
I'm
it here
saying
first.
He's very close in his touchdown to interception ratio this year at this time.
6-6.
Obviously, everybody knows he's the best player in the world and can turn it on and off when he wants to. I'm just saying, this is at San Francisco, Santa Clara, like you said. And I think the Chiefs are just plugging along, you know, business as usual, like you said.
Uh-huh.
But in reality, personally, I haven't been blown away by them.
Well, no.
And I think the San Francisco 49ers have a very, very good defense and maybe a little revenge on their minds. The 49ers really found something that woke up in that win over Seattle, and I think San Francisco gets going in a huge kind of a motivational spot for them right here. Give me the Niners at home. I think they win this game.
You like them? Okay, so that's a minus 120 money line there.
I'd take the 1.5.
Take the 1.5. Get the 1.5 there.
Yep.
We talk about CMC. He's always hurt. He's never going to play again. I don't know. But Samuel's on the injury report.
Yeah.
Jennings is on the injury report. I mean, yeah. So
they're banged up.
They are.
Yeah.
And everybody knows about the Chiefs. I still Rice is out.
Rice is out.
Mason, you know, who's kind of, I don't know, the Kareem Hunt, I guess, is going to, he's back.
He's the starter.
He's the slated starter.
He's been good for him.
Yeah, he's had 2 good weeks.
Yeah,
right?
The running game for the Kansas City Chiefs has been fine. It's, you know, kept him in games and all that kind of stuff. And the refs are really good for him as well. So that's a lot of fun stuff. If this is a close game that comes down to the end, look out for the old umpire with the white hat to, you know, point Mahomes' way. So
Help out a little Mahomesy.
I just think the San Francisco defense is going to keep him in check here, and I think San Francisco can score enough to win this game.
Yeah, it makes sense to take the home favorite here.
Yeah.
It's funny that there's a question of is it fool's gold with Kansas City being 5-0?
Yeah.
I tend to say no on the surface, but then you look at the numbers and, Mahomes, 6 interceptions, 6 touchdowns, but give me a break.
They're winning.
It's Mahomes, and they're winning. How about the total, 46.5?
Yeah, I think this will go over the total, Andy. I just think there's going to be some scoring in this game, and I think that it'll go over this. Is it 46.5? Is
46 that and a half, yep.
Yeah. I think it'll get over that, for sure. I think it'll be bet up, going into Sunday, so make sure you get it in low, because I bet this is pushing 50 by the time this kicks off on Sunday.
Yeah, maybe even buy some points there if you want to, because it's going to be a shootout, as you're saying.
Yeah.
And San Francisco, they are in a dogfight right now.
Yeah,
in
they need to
the
win.
West.
They need to win.
Arizona's flashed, which that surprised everybody.
Yeah.
Seattle's 3-3. You can never really can count them out.
No.
No matter how crazy that sounds or is. And ESPN Analytics actually agrees with you. They're giving a slight edge to the 49ers here to pull this one off. And if they do, they'll probably win by 1.5, don't you think?
Yeah, I do. And it just, you can kind of look at it from the point differential that's went on this year.
Yeah.
The San Francisco is the only team in the NFC West with a plus point differential, and they're plus 32 on the year. You can tell that they're a better team than all these other teams, and they got to show it.
But they still need to win.
And they still need to win, and I think this is a great spot for them to show that they are one of the top teams in the NFL by beating the undefeated Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of attention thrown on this game, that's for sure. And it would be a nice spot for CMC and everybody else. I don't see him on the injury report.
Hey, he ain't playing.
He ain't playing.
He ain't playing.
Well, let's take a minute to recognize one of our fabulous partners, and that is the Nebraska Brewing Company. What do you got over there? Is that the Lemon Rattler?
We got the Lemon Rattler.
Squeeze of the day.
Some say that it might be the epitome of a beer suited for outdoor and sports in general.
There we go. It is a very tasty Lemon Rattler there.
Yes, it
is. Squeeze of the day.
The Nebraska Marathon beer.
Official beer of the Nebraska Marathon.
Let's go.
Learn something every day.
Yeah.
Nebraska Brewing Company, world class in every glass. Don't go anywhere. This is WTL. And welcome back, everybody, to WTL. You know what that stands for. Where's the Line? Nebraska's first and only sports betting show. I'm your host, Andy Klassen, joined by
Jabron.
The Parlay Pounder.
You got it. We're back.
And we're going to get you right back into your comfort zone here. A little CFB, some college football.
Let's go.
And it's Big Ten in a big way. Big Ten all day. Away. Here we go.
Yeah.
And we're going to start off early on FS1.
Yeah.
A game that I think some folks are going to be interested in here around Nebraska.
Sure.
UCLA is heading on out to Piscataway, right? Is that where Rutgers play? Is that where they're
New Jersey?
Yeah, in Jersey. The Scarlet Knights coming off a tough one, right?
Yeah, big time.
Man. Nebraska kind of ripped their hearts out in Lincoln, and then they followed up by just getting taken behind the woodshed by Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Losing.
Badged on them. Yep.
Wow. At home. They lost at home 42-7.
Yeah.
So we gotta measure that up, and then UCLA had their chances, had their opportunities, lost a close one to Minnesota.
Yeah, that was
21-17.
That was a lot of fun to watch. That was a good game.
Wow, PJ Fleck, he performs.
He does. He does. He performs. He dresses well. All that kind of stuff.
those pants are so tight.
Everything's so tight. You know, his hair, all that kind of stuff.
His Botox.
Yeah, his Botox. But this is getting bet towards. Back towards UCLA.
Yeah.
It was up towards a touchdown when it came out.
Opened at 6.5,
yeah,
didn't it?
Exactly. Yeah. Towards a touchdown, towards Rutgers. Mm-hmm. And now a lot of people are spilling that money on UCLA, Andy.
Yeah.
And I just think it's because Rutgers might have the 4-2 record, but they clearly don't have their answer at quarterback.
Yeah.
And their offense really, really struggles. So the UCLA offense might not run up the score here, but the defense is going to be the difference here. I think this could be UCLA's only chance at a conference win.
Yeah.
So this could be their time to shine. I think if it's over 3 points, it's at 4 right now. Give me the +4. Give me the points. Give me UCLA.
Okay, so you would take UCLA all the way down to 3.
Yes.
And then you think Rutgers could maybe pull something off at home.
I think Rutgers might win this one. Yeah. Right at the end with a field goal. But UCLA could win this game, Andy.
It wouldn't be out of the realm.
It's a +175 money line right now. So I might take a dab on that because I really think UCLA can win this game. I know that 1-5 record really shows you that, you know, that they have not been well in the Big Ten. But I think I've seen enough from them that the game against Minnesota, the game against Penn State, that they can put together some drives, some scoring. And I think this Rutgers team is really down in the dumps after getting badgered by the Badgers.
Ooh, yeah. And they took their licking from Wisconsin.
Yeah.
UCLA, I mean, they took a licking from Indiana, another team we're going to be talking about,
42-13
earlier in the season.
Yeah.
So it's like, well, which loss do you like better, the Indiana loss in a big way or the Wisconsin loss in a big way? And there's arguments for both, but I think a lot of people would want to say and would lean towards the Indiana loss is a better loss.
Yeah.
Not only did UCLA score more points, I think people put the Hoosiers in higher regard than Wisconsin right now.
For sure, Andy. And losing to Oregon as well.
Yeah.
I mean, Oregon might be one of the best teams in the country, put 13 points
week.
On. Yeah. This is a real tough game because in a lot of ways these two teams are in the same position in my mind. Rutgers shouldn't be in that position, but I do still look at them as, you know, one of the lower teams of the Big Ten. And I really think they're vulnerable right now, and I think UCLA might be able to get that first Big Ten win this weekend.
Yeah, I totally agree with the money coming in on UCLA. I kind of like your hard line there at 3.
Yeah.
I do think UCLA could cover this right now. I do think Calcamimus, the quarterback that we saw last week in Lincoln, I think he's better than UCLA's quarterback.
He could be.
He's got better numbers, in my mind, 8 touchdowns to 4 interceptions versus 4 touchdowns to 9 interceptions. And you know the Rutgers defense, they're going to churn UCLA over.
Yeah, probably
with a game like that. So I'm not impressed by UCLA's rushing game. I think this all kind of pans out for Rutgers to be able to defend home.
Yeah,
maybe not by a touchdown. I mean, that line shut down so fast when it opened at 6.5.
Yeah,
but right now 4.5. I think the Bruins can get us there.
Okay, yeah, on UCLA, let's go.
All right, Wisconsin, Northwestern, another 11 o'clock kickoff.
Yeah,
on BTN. Northwestern surprised some folks, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Beating the crap out of Maryland. The Terps, yeah.
Yeah, beating up on Maryland. And now that Indiana loss doesn't look as bad.
Yeah.
But that's about all we can say for, you know, Northwestern.
No, I mean,
they're
like,
3-3.
They're 3-3, and offensively, Northwestern wasn't very sharp, posting 283 yards, only 203 passing, 10 first downs, and 3 of 12 on third down conversions, Andy, in that game. That side of the ball will certainly need improvement this weekend to even have it close. As for Wisconsin, they posted an impressive outing versus Rutgers, like you just said, notching 549 yards, 300 of them on the ground. Mm-hmm. This team is going to clobber the Wildcats.
Yeah.
This is free money right here, folks. -7. If you can get it at 6.5, do it.
Yeah.
But this is going to get bet up before Saturday. Yeah. So this is going to be 8.5 to 9 points by the time this kicks off on Saturday. Yeah. Get it at a touchdown right now. Wisconsin will cover this easily.
You're probably right. And this line really hasn't moved much since it opened up at 7. You can still get it at 7.
Yeah.
And I just think Wisconsin looked so bad against Alabama. But guess what? A lot of teams do.
Yeah.
And then to follow it up, going across the nation to L.A. to take on USC. And USC, you know, end up putting 38 points on them,
They're good.
But the way these last couple of games, 52 points on Purdue.
Yeah.
This offense is rolling, and it's going to take time. Like, they switch things up with Luke Fickell. It's more of a pass-happy.
For sure. We know that.
Yeah, and now you're starting to see that. You're starting to see that come together. Two huge performances. I like that, too. You know, Northwestern beating up on Maryland, what does that mean?
Yeah, it really doesn't mean anything to me. And Northwestern is really going to have to step up the run defense is what I'm trying to get. And in order to slow down this team, they're not going to stop them. But I think I really don't think they can pull off a cover here.
No.
And Wisconsin is going to roll these Wildcats.
So do you like the over then at 41.5?
I do. I think Wisconsin might get 35 by themselves. So I do like it. I don't think they're going to blow the, you know, total breaks off them. I think Northwestern get a couple touchdowns and all that, but Wisconsin is going to score a lot more points than they are.
Well, let's move on to the primetime game to kick off your Saturday on college football.
Yeah.
We're talking about big noon kickoff on Fox. That is the Nebraska Cornhuskers heading on out to Bloomington, Indiana to take on the Hoosiers. The Hoosiers, guess what? They're ranked 16th in the nation.
Yes.
They are 6-0. They are also a heavy favorite over Nebraska. This line is, it's a curious line. It's moving all over. It's a Nebraska line, right?
It's a Nebraska line.
Open at 5, got up to 7. I think it's at 6.5 on most books right now.
Yeah. I mean,
Indiana's obviously your favorite.
Yes, they are. You could, you know, there's a lot of things that you can say about Indiana. The first thing that I have to say about Indiana is they haven't played anybody to deserve this 16th team in the nation
shots
ranking.
Fired.
I mean, UCLA that we just were dogging on, they put 42 points up on them. Maryland, they put 42 points on them.
Yep.
And then the team we just got done saying is going to get rolled by
just
Wisconsin. Northwestern, they put 41 points on them. Again, you can't take a shot at them for winning those games. What are they supposed to do? They're supposed to win those games in convincing fashion, and they have won all of their games in convincing fashion, Andy.
Yeah.
The only thing you can say is that Maryland and Northwestern put 28 points and 24 points on them, respectively.
Mm-hmm.
And we think that we can probably do that as well.
Yeah.
Now, is our run defense going to stand up against this Indiana team?
Mm.
We have not allowed a rushing touchdown yet. I believe it's going to probably happen in this game.
Dude, did you see that press conference with Ty Robinson wearing his black jersey? And like they asked
don't understand.
Yeah, he goes, no, our mindset is they're not getting in.
They're not getting in.
There's been, I think
they're
Nebraska
have to kick
is the
a
only
goal.
Team, right?
Yeah.
In the NCAA.
They're going to have to kick a field goal.
Yeah.
They're going to have to pass it.
Yep. No rushing touchdowns allowed yet. I do think Nebraska has the tools to turn them into one-dimensional, and Sierra Wright's on fire. You know, standing in corner, Tommy Hill might be back.
Yeah.
I think that's people are making a big deal of this on AM Talk Radio. It's like, this is the greatest problem ever.
Yeah,
you
it
have
is.
Too much talent to get on the field on
love
the defensive side.
Absolutely love it.
Yeah, get out of here.
Yeah, and like you said, the Hoosiers kind of are one-dimensional, even for the game against Northwestern. 529 yards, very good, but 380 of those coming in the air.
Yeah.
27 first downs as well in the win. But they're going to have their hands full with this Cornhuskers defense, Andy, and I like Nebraska to eke out a cover for sure.
Yeah.
And we're hoping to get that win on the road.
Oh, they got the cover. I like the +190 money line. Give me the Huskers. Recorded, you know, Nebraska football now a couple days ago, and I had a lofty prediction there. I'm going to stick with it. I think the Huskers cover. I think they also get the outright win. I just think it's wild that ESPN Analytics has the Hoosiers as a 76.4 favorite to win this game, because Nebraska's a drop pass or just a little bit of an overthrow away from being 6-0 as well.
Or a field goal.
Or a field goal. They missed the field goal in the next play.
Yeah.
You know, I have more faith in a pass completion than a field goal being made.
Which
right
is
now.
Tough.
Yeah, it
Which
is
tough.
Tough
when you're talking about winning close games, Andy. Yeah. But I do believe this is going to be a very close game. I believe that we might let Dylan off the leash a little bit here.
He's got to kind of bounce back.
Yes.
He's got to kind of
he
bounce
really
back.
He really does. And I really think he's going to let him off the leash here a little bit, let him get into a rhythm here. Mm-hmm. And I believe we're going to be able to score points on this Indiana Hoosiers defense. So it's going to come down to our defense keeping them out of the end zone, which I believe is going to happen. Give me the Huskers to win as well.
50.5 50.5 is your total. I mean, are we going to see that?
Under.
You're going under?
Under.
Oh, man, I like 28-24. Then I'm smashing that over. I mean, you don't think so.
I like our defense to keep them.
Defense is too much, huh?
Defense is too much. I like them to get maybe 17 points in this game. I'm hoping 14.
Public agrees with you. It's been bet down from 51.5, so it's already dropped an entire point.
Yeah.
And Nebraska doesn't. Other than the overtime game where they allowed, you know, 31 points to Illinois.
Yeah.
There just hasn't been any points scored on Nebraska.
It's a very good defense, and you're not supposed to score. And we're just saying, hey, Riola, can you give us 24 points? Because we're probably going to win if you do.
I like that. Okay, you talked me into the under.
Let's go!
But I'm sticking with the Nebraska money line at a +190, +200.
Let's
go. Depending where you get it.
I'm there.
You heard the horn. That means we're up against it. Well, let's take a quick minute to recognize one of our fabulous partners, and that is the Nebraska Brewing Company. We've been talking about their Lemon Rattler. We like it. It's good.
Yep.
And I guess it's like a beer to drink when you're running.
It is the Nebraska Marathon beer. I'm running a halvesie in 2 weeks, so I might have to get a six-pack of this.
There we go.
Look at me.
We gotcha.
Lincoln Halvesie Marathon. I'll be drinking the Lemon Rattler squeeze all
squeeze
day.
Of the day.
Squeeze of the day.
Nebraska Brewing Company. World class in every glass. Don't go anywhere. This is WTL.
Nebraska Public Media Sports brings you live all-day coverage of the NSAA High School Football Championships on Monday, November 24th and Tuesday, November 25th. Watch all day, both days on Nebraska Public Media or live stream every game on Nebraska Public Media's YouTube channel.
And welcome back, everybody, to WTL, Where's the Line, Nebraska's first and only sports betting show. I'm your host, Andy Klassen, joined by
Jabron.
Oh, the Parlay Pounder.
You got it. We're back.
Mm-hmm. And we're just going to stick right with it. We're going to stick with college football.
Yeah.
Because much like last weekend, this is a banger of a schedule.
It is.
I just love it when we get into October, mid-October, and these conference games just start lining up. You can't hide from these guys all the time. And with these mega conferences, we'll call them, you're starting to see some really good teams getting lumped together.
A lot. And it's going to come, crashing down at some point, and this is a big week for it.
It really is. We're going to find out some havesies and have-nots, because a couple of teams will start right with it.
Yep.
The 7th-ranked Alabama Crimson Tide heading on over to Knoxville. Tennessee Volunteers, 11th-ranked in the nation. This is going to be a 2:30 kickoff on ABC. Get it on ESPN Plus if you got the app.
Yeah.
Question marks really, I would say, kind of across the board here with these two teams.
Yeah.
Alabama, your road favorite, by a field goal.
Yeah, Andy, and they've really been playing with fire as of late. The two games ago, Vanderbilt, Alabama scored 35 points, but the defense gave up 40. Two games, played South Carolina, Alabama scored 27, but still, only a two-point victory there against South Carolina. So, I think give me the give me the home team here. I believe Tennessee is in a better spot right now. The turnovers were an issue in last game for Milroe, and it's going to be an issue again in this game because I like Tennessee's defense. I'm not sure Alabama is going to be that much better than what we've seen.
You know, these two teams, once again, I was kind of mirroring them against each other. Okay, so Alabama knocks off Georgia.
Yes.
Great game, but then turns around and loses to Vanderbilt.
Vandy.
Same thing with Tennessee. They beat Oklahoma by 10, turn around, lose to Arkansas.
Right.
I like the Arkansas loss a lot more than Vanderbilt, right?
No doubt.
The Commodores?
No doubt about
it. Okay, and then, I mean...
And then they did it again the next week.
They barely beat
South Carolina. And I'm not trying to throw shade on Vanderbilt or South Carolina, but they are not supposed to be in the same range as Tennessee and Alabama.
It took Tennessee overtime to get the Gators.
It did. But at least that's a college football team that you really think about as a college football team.
Yeah.
But I just think it's a lack of scoring by Alabama's offense that is going to be the difference as the Volunteers are going to come out there in score points. So I like Tennessee against the spread here. Gimme, Rocky Top.
Rocky Top, home dog. I like the home dog here. That's a plus 130 money line, too.
For sure.
I'm not surprised here by this big time total, 56.5. It's been bet up a point, probably get bet up even further.
Yeah, this is a tough one, Andy, just because, like I said, I believe that Tennessee is going to turn the ball over against them, but Alabama can still score points. Obviously, you're looking at the last two games that we're talking about with them, their offense struggling, still
35
scoring
and 27.
35-27. I still think, I think the over is in very good standing here.
Yeah,
even with that inflated line,
I just think it's going to be kind of
a 45-35 game.
Yeah, so that's what it is too. It's wild, it's crazy, but the over, and give us the Tennessee Volunteers.
Let's go.
All right. Now we're going to head on over to a CBS game here. Big Ten matchup. This should be a lot of fun. 2:30 kickoff. The 24th ranked, they're still ranked, Michigan Wolverines are taking on the 22nd ranked Fighting Illini. Oh, wow. Illinois is hanging in there. Good for those guys. Illinois is your 3.5-point home dog. To the Wolverines.
Yeah, Michigan can't lose this game, Andy. There's a ton of pressure on them, Andy.
Dude,
Michigan has already lost two games, and they almost lost a third against Minnesota, like we talked about the fighting PJ Flex earlier.
Oh, I just love those Big Ten officials, right?
Exactly. Michigan is coming off a bye, but 2 weeks ago against Washington, they lost 27-17, which was a question mark game for them. They allowed Will Rogers to complete 21 of 31 passes for 271 yards and two touchdowns. So, man, it just looks like Jake Tuttle, just doesn't think he has a real groove here like J.J. McCarthy did last year.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to compare the two just because they were the national champions last year.
Right.
And they're probably where they should be, around 24-25 in the rankings, But Illinois kind of got to give them their flowers.
Altmyer, I love that quarterback.
Exactly.
I thought he hung in there real tough against the Huskers.
Makes plays.
14 touchdowns and only one interception.
Makes plays, when he needs to. I like them getting points here, Andy. I really do.
Me too.
Michigan has been way inconsistent all year. Michigan is going to really struggle to score here. Illinois is going to get some excellent quarterback play here, like you just said.
Yep.
Get back Illinois against the spread.
And, it wasn't the greatest game that you really want to brag about, but I like that overtime win last week for Illinois over Purdue.
Of course.
They won 50-40, and it showed you that, if they need to put the ball in the air, if they need to get creative.
If they get into a dogfight, they can do something about it.
Exactly.
Now, a lot of people are going to say, Michigan's just going to run the ball on them and run over them.
Illinois likes that, right?
Illinois would like that style of play.
Yeah.
I like them in this spot. I know Michigan there's too much pressure on them right now to be the team that was last year. I think this is kind of when the hinges come off and show what they're really made of.
This just feels like an out-of-touch fan base. Like, we'll say the Huskers or the Cowboys, where Michigan opened up as a minus one, right? Basically a pick 'em. And then
Illinois is just not getting the name recognition right now.
Yeah.
Same with Indiana.
Yeah, yeah. Yep,
it's
exactly.
Same way across the board in the Big Ten.
And even the pollsters and the ranksters have Illinois ranked higher than Michigan right now.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter. The name brand, the maize and blue,
is
going to inflate that line to a minus 3.5. I like Illinois in a big way on that one.
Yep, give me Illinois to cover that spread.
43.5 is your total.
Yeah. Man, I don't know if they get there. I think this is going to be one of those, you know, run at me, run at you kind of things. Mm-hmm. Like I said, Michigan is very struggling.
A couple weeks ago, the Penn State game, 21-7.
Yeah.
You know, something like that.
Yeah, I think exactly like that, Andy. I think it is going to be a close game, but I don't believe a lot of points are going to be scored.
Mm. Michigan's offense has been... Prince, other than the Texas
decent.
Game. Other than the Texas game.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess Washington, they only scored 17.
Correct.
So, yeah, like you said, very inconsistent.
Very inconsistent.
More question marks than answers for sure.
Exactly. That's what I'm going towards.
All right. Well, let's get to another big-time, high-profile game.
Yeah.
Night game on ABC.
The biggest profile game.
Yes, sir. 6:30 kickoff. Georgia heading on over to Texas to take on the number one ranked Longhorns.
Yeah.
How are the Longhorns doing in that SEC?
Pretty good.
They're 6-0.
Yes, they
and
are.
And they are your 5-point favorite over the Dogs. This line opened at around 3.5 on some books.
Yeah.
And it's been bet up kind of consistently ever since.
Yeah, Andy. And, you know, Texas comes into the game looking for their 7th straight win to start the season. Like you said, they'll be at home, but. Yeah, this is a desperate Georgia team right now, Andy.
Yeah, you were talking about Michigan being desperate.
Georgia really needs to win this one. The Bulldogs already have one loss on the season, and while they haven't looked great over the last 3 weeks, I think you're going to see a really great effort here, Andy. I think this Georgia team is going to come out really on fire, and these are two of the most talented teams in the country. We already said that, all that stuff. They have great quarterbacks on both sides, and their defenses are strong on both sides, too. These are literally two of the best, you know, Ohio State, Oregon last week.
Yep.
That is this game. This is one of the best games that you're going to see all year. I think we're going to see a lower scoring game, but I do think Georgia is a slightly better team than UT.
Really?
Take the Bulldogs and the points on the road. I love Georgia, especially getting 5 points.
There's just so much public money going in on Texas.
Of
right
course
now.
There is.
Moving that line almost, you know, 2 points here. And then you have another inflated total. I do think that makes a lot of sense because these offenses score. Texas's worst offensive output was one of the first games, 31 against Michigan.
Exactly. Yep.
Okay, so and then that's a no-joke defense,
yeah.
Right? Then, I don't know, golly, Georgia, that weird game against Kentucky, I have more question marks about that game
for sure
than I do the loss against Alabama. Okay,
no doubt.
That game against Alabama was a great game, 41-34, ended up being a shootout.
And two teams that have played each other forever, they know each other, all that kind of stuff. Yes, the game against Kentucky is...
They
still won, but I just do believe that this is Texas' first big shot in the SEC. I think it's going to be a little bit too much for them. They're still going to be able to make a college football playoff with this loss to Georgia. I just think Georgia is going to be the more hungry team, the more desperate team, and it's going to really show on Saturday night. And I can't wait to watch this game. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, yeah. And the total's been bet up as well.
Yeah.
The more I listen to you, the more I kind of like the idea of Georgia catching those 5 points.
Yeah. It's crazy to think about that, that we're talking about Georgia being favored in every single game in the last, you know, 50 games or something like that. But they're getting
five points
on the road. I think you got to go with Georgia here.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not saying
Texas
that
could still win, but not cover.
Yeah.
Very easily.
Yeah,
very
they could literally win on a field goal and Georgia still cover, which is absolutely insane with Georgia getting 5 points in this game. I think it is going to get bet back down closer to a pick 'em or closer to +3 Georgia,
probably.
Which I still think is, you know, probably a good bet. But give me those 5 points right now. Georgia might pull off an upset against Texas.
Real quick, we got just a little bit of time here. How about that over-under 56.5? Like I said, it opened at 55.
Yeah, I do think that is kind of where it's going to be at, Andy. But like I said earlier, I think this is going to be a little lower scoring than people might think. Just with the Dogs, kind of with that defense. And Texas' defense is really good as well. So I would side with the under right now if I had to pick.
That under makes a lot of sense because I like Texas' defense.
Yeah,
great. Georgia's always had a good defense, it seems like. So that does make a lot of sense. It's just that
These two teams can score points.
Yeah, their offenses. The two offenses is what we always see. It's going to be a
really, really good game. I cannot wait. I'm taking Bulldogs with the points in that under.
I like the points. I think that's the best bet here.
Yeah.
You hear the horn, that means we're up against it. So don't go anywhere. This is WTL. Welcome back, everybody, to WTL, Where's the Line, Nebraska's first and only sports betting show. I'm your host, Andy Klassen, joined by
Jabron.
Oh, the Parlay Pounder.
You got it. We're back.
Oh, my goodness. And the NFL, the gift that keeps on giving, the freight train that cannot be stopped. It's so big this week. We got two Monday night games. Not one. It's Monday night, then Monday night. And I don't know. I might like the Sunday night game.
Yeah.
I mean, just for pure entertainment purposes, I'm gonna be glued to this
one.
You
have to be.
We are talking about the New York Jets. They've been in the news lately.
Yep.
I mean, they don't win many games, but that doesn't matter. Taking on the Pittsburgh Steelers, and the Steelers, one of the darlings, one of the surprises of the NFL, right? 4-2 so far.
Yeah.
But they're teeing up a new quarterback, a new starter.
Yeah.
Bringing out old Russell Wilson.
He's dangerous.
He's so dangerous. You do something dangerous? I've done dangerous. A
dangerous sandwich from Subway. Yeah, is insane.
And that's not even the headline, because the Jets just picked up their guy. You know, I watch Pat McAfee, so now I know.
Devontae
Adams is going to.
I wonder what Jordy Nelson's doing. You just in Kansas during harvest?
Yeah, he's putting up harvest in Kansas.
Is that all
right
he's doing?
Yeah,
I mean, why? Yeah. He can go to New York. Shouldn't he be able
Probably.
To? Antonio Freeman, Donald Driver, any of those guys ready to come? I think they have 7 starters on offense from
Lazard's
the Green Bay
there.
Packers.
Yeah,
I think they have 7 starters. I believe that they do. It's absolutely insane, Andy, that, okay, you did this for like 40 years in Green Bay, so you just bring the same team to New York and then try and do it?
Right.
I don't understand.
It's like an Adam Sandler movie where it's the same like 4 guys.
Yeah,
in the
Kevin
movie.
James, come on over. Deuce Bigelow.
Steve Buscemi.
Yeah, here you go. Here's a part for you. Randall Cobb, you're too old, retire, but we'll bring in another guy.
Well, so not only there's a lot of moving parts with the players being starters, non-starters, benched. You know, Justin Fields is probably playing the best football of his entire career.
Probably.
Not good enough. He's going to ride the pine here at the beginning of the game anyway. But Pittsburgh opened up as a 1.5 favorite. Now they are 2.5-point dogs. So once again, NFL, you got a 2.5-point dog in the Steelers.
Yeah, I just think this is going to be... I think this is going to be a fascinating game, obviously, but this is not going to be a time that Aaron Rodgers can just come out and really put it on a defense. This defense is for real. He is going to struggle against this Steelers defense. The Jets defense has given up 18 points per game, and they are, I think they're really going to dominate Justin Fields or Russell Wilson here.
Yeah, they're not going to put up with that.
I believe the under is the best play.
38.5.
38.5. It's crazy it's that low with, you know, all these, you know, talk and all this kind of stuff, but I think it's the best play just because I don't know enough about what is Devontae going to look like in this Jets offense and what is Russell Wilson going to look like as the starting quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers. I like both defenses a lot, and both these offenses are obviously struggling.
Yeah.
If I had to guess, the Jets are going to win this game just because, you know, that's how the NFL works. But Pittsburgh at home, they rarely lose at home. Mike Tomlin will have that defense ready to go.
He will.
Give me the money line with the Steelers, plus 115 to plus 125, wherever you can find it best.
Yeah.
They will win this game at home. I'm going against Aaron Rodgers for the second straight week, and it's going to cash.
That's been treating you pretty well as a late going against old Aaron Rodgers, but now that he has Devontae Adams, I don't think either one of their egos will allow that to happen. He even fired his coach a couple weeks ago.
Good
so.
For him. Yeah, he's the coach now.
Yeah. Well, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
But
go get my receiver. I can't beat the Bills. Go get my receiver. I can beat the Bills now.
You do have to admit Devontae Adams adds a lot of talent
for sure
on the outside, and they do have a great rapport. I wish the public money wouldn't be rushing in on the Jets as much as it is right now, but I do like the Jets, and I do think that they can cover 2 points here, 2.5. Man, when you get up to 3, though, how could you not like the Steelers at home?
I love the Steelers at home. I just think they're going to win outright. So
this is a tight one here. And you're under... That could be the best bet, but are the Steelers going to give up a Hail Mary at halftime or anything like that?
I don't believe so. I don't believe that's something that they're going to do.
All right, let's move on to Monday night.
Let's go.
On ABC, your Baltimore Ravens are heading on down to Tampa to play in Tampa Bay to take on the Buccaneers. Baker Mayfield continues to impress, continues to get it
done.
15-5 touchdown to interception ratio. Yes, he, oh my God, just a couple weeks ago, over 500 yards of offense. Lamar Jackson's doing his things. He's putting up MVP numbers once again. He really is. You saw it firsthand.
It was awesome.
Yep.
It was fun watching those two quarterbacks go back and forth, Lamar Jackson, Jane Daniels. Yep. You could just tell that Washington is still trying to make themselves a team like the Ravens. The Ravens are, you know, gotten back on track and are everybody's new sexy team to make a deep run again.
And until Derrick Henry gets injured, hope he doesn't get injured.
I hope he doesn't, because they are good with him.
Oh, my God. It's just too unfair. It's unfair. Yeah. It's not fair. So it makes sense that Baltimore is your road favorite at 3.5. This line is actually moving towards Tampa Bay.
Yeah, the Buccaneers are quietly playing good ball on their own right as the defense is getting healthier in their offense now. Third in scoring and top 10 in total offense.
Yeah, good one.
The Buccaneers have covered and outright won each of their last 3 games at home as an underdog. I love this spot for Tampa Bay, especially getting the hook at 3.5.
Yeah.
Give me the home team with those points. I don't believe they... I mean, I think it's going to be a close game, but I believe it will be decided by a field goal. So give me that Tampa Bay Buccaneers getting that +3.5.
I like that hook as well. I got to agree with you there. 3.5. Love it. That is Baker Mayfield prime, isn't it? Like, this is one of those games where everybody's counting them out.
Yeah.
ESPN analytics, game predictor, all that stuff. And it's just like, well, I'm just going to go out there and do what I do.
Yeah.
I'm going to wake up and actually feel dangerous, unlike Russell Wilson eating a spicy Subway sandwich.
Yeah. No, the Bucs offense has went toe-to-toe with any in the NFL.
Yeah.
And a Monday night, that place should be rocking at home. That's going to be a great environment. I believe they're going to score a whole bunch of points.
Yeah.
Give me the Tampa Bay Buccaneers +3.5.
Husker shout-out, Trey Palmer. He's listed as questionable. Is he going to be back? Have you heard anything?
I think he's going to play. I think he's going to play for this game. And if that's he does, that's in. Easy money. No. I am looking at that over as a real possibility at 49.5.
And it's moving the opposite way. Public money is betting it down, open at 50.
I'll wait until
it's
down.
You like that over?
I do like that over. I just think both of these offenses are really clicking right now. And, with Derrick Henry putting in points with Lamar Jackson running, and that Tampa Bay Buccaneers offense is running smoothly. They're going to put up some points. Give me that over.
You know, Baltimore just had that big game, first game of the season, kickoff in Kansas City. Tough place to win, right? And they probably should have won.
They probably should have won.
They could have won.
Tiptoe away from winning?
Yep, likely. But it was the loss to the Las Vegas Raiders that kind of set them back a little bit.
Just an off week.
And they only lost by 3, but after that point, they scored 28 points, 35 points, 41 and 30 points in all these games. This offense is clicking. Yeah, and it's Zane Flowers is doing his thing. They can get over top of you.
Bateman is good.
Derrick Henry,
Mark Andrews made an appearance last week.
He did.
Shut a lot of people up. And, the 1-2 punch with Lamar and Derrick Henry in the backfield is just impossible to stop. And the Buccaneers' offense looks like it's impossible to stop.
It does.
Give me that over.
Give you the over, and like Tampa Bay covering at home.
Period. Yeah.
Hey, once again. Home dogs.
Home dogs.
It's more in a trend here.
Home dogs.
Now let's move on to Monday night on ESPN. The Los Angeles Chargers are heading on out to Arizona to take on the Cardinals. Cardinals have snuck in a couple wins.
Yeah.
I think that's a couple more than people maybe had them slated for.
For sure.
Kyler Murray has flashes, still has his moments.
Yeah.
And that is why they're only a 2.5-point dog at home.
Yeah.
Not much action this game is.
No, and I don't think it's going to, Andy. Los Angeles comes into this matchup after dominating the Broncos last week. And they have one of the best defensive units in the NFL. That is just, that is what they are. The Chargers have struggled to score points early in this season, but scored 23 in three quarters last week. Arizona has dropped three of their last four games, and they have allowed at least 34 points, Andy.
Yeah.
I think LA's defense will be the difference in this game. I also think the Chargers will be able to move the ball against that Arizona defense.
Uh-huh.
So give me LA on the road. That -2.5 doesn't scare me at all.
Yeah, we've been talking about home dogs. Will we get it one more time here with the Arizona Cardinals?
Yeah.
I think I have to agree with you. The Chargers feel like they might be getting into a groove, even though they've lost two of their last three as well.
They have.
You know.
I just think this is a get-right game for them, a really good one for them. This is a good spot for the Chargers to play the Arizona Cardinals, who have shown flashes, like you said, but I really like the Chargers in this spot, not having to travel very far, divisional game. I think they get it done on the road. That Cardinals defense is not going to be able to stack up with this Chargers offense.
43.5 is your total. You mentioned how sometimes Arizona struggles to score points, and the Chargers have a stout defense.
Yeah. I think if you had to lean away, it would have to be with the under on this, Andy.
Yeah.
And I don't think the Chargers are, you know, blow anybody out by any means. And I don't believe Harbaugh likes to do that anyways. So I think that this will be, you know, kind of a 28-7 kind of game, and it'll go under.
It does kind of feel like Harbaugh needs like three more running backs. Like J.K. Dobbins might be their leading rusher, but they need like two more.
They need like two more that they can go in. And he'll probably find them.
Yeah, probably. And Herbert just doesn't, I don't know, maybe that's those growing pains with the new head coach. He just doesn't look as comfortable as he had in years past.
Yeah, and it's tough. I mean, we're still early in the season, but I think this is a good place for him to win this game. So.
Yeah, and can probably win by a field goal, cover that 2.5.
Yeah.
And you like the under just due to the defense and some sloppy offense from Arizona.
Sloppy offense on both sides.
They did. Oh, man, yeah. There's not much to like about the Arizona offense, really.
There isn't.
You know, I'm trying to find out.
Yeah, no, and Kyler's a fine player. Yeah. Just they don't have a lot to go on.
Well, that'll about do it for us this week, folks. Be sure to follow us on ESPN Tri-City Radio and their Facebook page. And if you haven't already, check out our YouTube channel. Maybe give us a like. Maybe give us a subscribe, whichever you choose. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Also, follow us on TikTok at WTL Sports Betting. Usually putting out parlays for primetime games. I'm going to give you a parlay right now, though, Andy. I'm going to do it real quick. Washington Commanders against the Carolina Panthers at the Washington Commanders, -6.5, easy Commanders spread. Doing that on the over as well, pairing that with the Carolina Panthers Commanders over 50 points. The Commanders will do this by themselves. And then that last piece is the Los Angeles Chargers by 2.5 points, putting 25 on this to win 105.
You're talking about a team you just watched and a team you really like in the Panthers. I feel like you've had your eyes on this game a little bit.
I have. And you know, getting under a touchdown for the Commanders is very, very easy to me. And then the Panthers, with the woes, have still been able to score some points with Andy Dalton and Chuba Hubbard.
Yes.
They're going to help with that 50-point over, and the Commanders are going to get 35 easily by themselves. And then the Chargers, for all the reasons I just said.
All righty. Well, you heard it from the Parlay Pounder, and you're on a little bit of a heater.
Let's go. Let's hit another one.
With these back-to-back parlays cashing.
Yeah.
Your official plays.
Going all the way to Monday night again, though.
All righty. Well, that'll do it for us here at WTL. Thank you all for listening. And once again, if you haven't already, think about maybe checking out our YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Giving us a subscribe.
Like, subscribe, and comment.
For Jabron, the Parlay Pounder, I'm Andy Klassen. Thank you for listening. This has been WTL.
Nebraska Public Media Sports brings you live all-day coverage of the NSAA High School Football Championships on Monday, November 24th and Tuesday, November 25th. Watch all day, both days on Nebraska Public Media or live stream every game on Nebraska Public Media's YouTube channel.